This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. An Olmsted County judge has upheld a grand jury indictment in a prominent Rochester murder case. 33-year-old Connor Bowman is charged with one count each of first and second degree murder in the death of his wife, Dr. Betty Bowman, in August 2023. Bowman is charged with poisoning his wife with a lethal dose of medication used to treat gout. Bowman's defense team filed a motion seeking to dismiss the grand jury indictment, alleging the state committed misconduct. The judge ruled that did occur, but the defendant suffered no prejudice from it. The Minnesota Hospital Association is applauding lawmakers for getting the Hennepin Healthcare Medical Center some much-needed funding this legislative session. Senior Policy Director Michelle Benson.
We appreciate that there was some one-time money early on to help shore them up and stabilize. They take patients from every county in the state. And if you run into trouble, they are the safety net of the safety net.
The package gives HCMC $205 million this year and creates a reserve account of up to $500 million for HCMC and other hospitals around the state. U.S. Senator Tina Smith is sounding the alarm over rising home insurance costs, releasing a new report that outlines potential solutions to what she calls a growing national crisis. Smith says homeowners across the country are facing steep premium increases and in some cases losing access to the coverage. The report notes that Minnesota saw the largest increase in the country last year at 34%. Smith argues that more severe weather linked to climate change and industry practices are driving the problem and warns that without action, affordable homeownership could become increasingly out of reach for many families. 16 high school baseball teams and their fans are heading to St. Cloud this week for the Class A and AA state tournaments Thursday and Friday. Visit Greater St. Cloud sports director Craig Besko says his office has been busy helping the schools since they punched their tickets to the tournament.
Our office helps, coordinate sleeping rooms with the hotels. We're kind of the liaison when they are not able to find any. Helping the teams find lodging in our area so that way that's one less thing for them to worry about, whether it's the athletic directors, the coaches, or even the parents that are coming in.
At least 8 of the teams will be traveling over 2 hours to compete. The DNR is encouraging residents to celebrate Great Outdoors Month by taking advantage of several free opportunities this weekend. Saturday is Free Park Day, allowing visitors to enter all state parks and recreation areas without a vehicle permit, with many locations offering naturalist-led programs. This is MNN.